Hey folks, welcome to Human Performance Bites.
So why is journaling just so important? Well, for me, developing a habit where you're putting down what you're grateful for, the key things you're going to focus on for the day, and really planning things out helps you to break up your tasks into much more manageable bite-sized chunks and helps you to focus down what you're doing and prioritize much, much more effectively. For me, previously I was making unordered lists of to-do items where I just put about 10 or 20 things that I needed to do for the day down on a piece of paper and then work through from top to bottom. This was not effective, it was not efficient, and it was not productive, meaning that I didn't do the things that I needed to do that day as a priority, and often meant that I was struggling and stressed out towards the end of the day to get things done and get things finished. One of the other big advantages of using a diary or a journal is that you can be a little bit more reflective. I pop down how I'm grateful and what I've succeeded at the end of the day. And this just helps me as an individual to think about the wins that I've done. One of my faults is I'll often hit a goal and then move directly onto the next thing, not taking time to celebrate it. And that can lead to a little bit of downtime where I'm stressing and I'm not considering all of the stuff I've achieved. One of the fun things I like to do with all of my diaries and journals is keep them on the top of my bookshelf. And then if I want to, I can pop into them and look at the progress I've made over the last few years. By planning things out well in advance and then having that ability to look back at all your achievements in written form is really, really empowering and keeps you aligned and helps to build up your confidence much more so than if you're just writing on unordered to-do lists and then chucking them away. The other key thing that journaling does is it allows you to write out really ambitious goals. At the back of my journal, I will write out my kind of 2-year or 5-year plan, whatever I'm focusing on at the time. And then I'll try and achieve those goals by breaking them down into micro goals that I can achieve on a yearly, monthly, or weekly basis. This is really, really exciting as I often look back through and see what I've achieved and what I've missed out on. Now, I don't stress if I haven't hit all of those stretch personal goals, as a lot of the time, my priorities will change and what I want to focus on will change throughout the year, and I can adjust this at any time. The final point I want to make on why this is so important is in building a habit that allows you to journal and prioritize things in an ordered to-do list. It allows you to do this every single day and get you started to attack your day and win at it in the best way possible. Every evening, I'll write in my journal and note down what I want to achieve the following day, so that when I sit down at my desk, I can write down what I'm grateful for, and then I can look at how I'm going to attack those key points and really just get stuck into things, which keeps me fresh and productive, ensuring I hit all my goals and make the best use of my time. And really, it completely changed my life from going from when I did nothing of the sort to now doing this religiously every single evening and every single day, and I just enjoy doing it, and it's super fun. I like using a physical diary and writing in it because I can move it around and get easy access to it, and I can chuck it around and damage it, and I'm not too worried. But I do also have a variant on my iPad for anyone who likes using GoodNotes or Notability. And there is a template from Best Self Journal, which allows you to write in GoodNotes or Notability and keep note of your digital journals at any time from anywhere. Now, this is really, really nice, and I'll often use my Apple Pencil to go through things and jot things down. But I haven't quite made the full switch over, and to be perfectly honest, I quite like the old-fashioned idea of keeping a selection of journals on my bookshelf I can physically look through. Other tools I've used in the past include Grid Diary, where you can customize exactly what the diary is set up to be like. And this allows you to make a similar version to what I use in my Best Self Journal. And I can then add to this and access it across any device. I use this for a little period of time, but again, for me personally, keeping that habit in check, using a physical diary is absolutely the best. So just to summarize, one of the most important things that you can do is be regularly journaling and documenting what you're going to be doing on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis in an ordered, prioritized list that helps you reflect and be grateful for everything you've done and are going to do, and that really kind of motivates you for the day and the week.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that bite, be sure to check out the longer dive on my YouTube channel by going to www.verti.com/Alex or following me on socials @AlexanderFYoung. Keep learning, stay productive, and I'll catch you again next time.